Daf Ayin Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us Lo es habor, Lo es hagas, Lo es hashovach. So just get a background for a moment. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam around 7, 8 narrow lines up. Masnisin. He says Lo es habor shebesade. The person sells a field. Af al pisha amar lo komash besocha. Even though he says the field and everything that's within it, there are still going to be certain things that are going to be excluded from the sale, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Again, lo es habor, lo es hagas, lo es hashovach, not the pit, the well, the press, and the bird's nests, bein charav and bein yeshuvim, whether they are active or not active, v'tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. So this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. We've seen a number of times now. We should at least remember this. Rabbi Akiva holds mocher b'ayin yafeh mocher. So when he sells something, he sells the entire property. And even though he's holding on to the bor gas to himself, he needs to, that mocher now needs to buy back from lokeach a path to access his bor. Because when you sell something, you sell ayin yafeh. But chachamim omrim eino tzarech, there is no need to buy a path to your bor, to your gas, because a person's b'ayin ra'a mocher, he sells with a very stingy, and therefore he does, when he sells it, he has a mind to hold on to that path to access his various parts of the field that's keeping to himself. But modi Rabbi Akiva does admit, bizman sh'amar lo chutz me'elu, she'eno tzarech likach lo derech. But if Rabbi Akiva agrees, if you write in the contract, I'm selling you the field, and even though you don't have to say with the exclusion of bor and gas because that's already excluded, but you write it anyways, which seems to be unnecessary, that's telling you that you want to keep for yourself the full access, including the derech as well. In that case, even Rabbi Akiva agrees you don't need to go afterwards and buy back rights from the lokeach. And then, let's say, machon la'acher, let's say you sell to someone else, whereby, not that you're selling the field, in this case you're actually selling the bor. You're holding on to the field now. So I sell Reuven the bor. In this case, Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. The lokeach of the boar doesn't need to go ahead and buy the derech because he purchased the derech with the boar. Because the mocher's perspective is b'ayin yofer mocher. He sells it with a very generously. So he sells generously that boar. Coming with that is a path to access the boar. And Chachamim Omrim Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. No. The mocher always sells b'ayin ra'a. I sold you a boar, I sold you only a boar. Oh, you want to use the boar? So you have to buy a, that's a separate purchase. That we saw already a few times. This machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, this whether, whose perspective it's from. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, and this we also saw quoted, b'med dvar mamur, when is this all true? B'mocher, when it comes to selling and buying a property, aval b'nosein, matana nosein es kula. When a person gives a gift, he gives everything entirely, because a person giving, he's not looking for money, he's clearly very much likes this individual, and we assume he gives b'ayin yafe, the entire the field, and the boar, and the gas, and everything along with it. Now, the Mishnah says, ha'achim shechalku, if the brothers split up the field, their father dies, and now they're yorish together property, so zacha b'sadne, zacha b'kula, if they are, whoever zocha in different parts of the field, they get every aspect of that field. Rashbam says, afilu bor v'gas v'shovach shebesad dekana. So Reuven gets this property, Shimon gets the other property, they get every part of their property, it comes as a package deal. Because one would have thought maybe they wouldn't get the bor v'gas, because we saw above that the bor v'gas is viewed as an independent section. But no, when it comes to hachan shechalku, they get everything that's besocha. Then the Mishnah says, hamachzik b'nichse hager, the halacha is hichzik b'sade hichzik b'kula. We saw such a discussion, but this Mishnah assumes if you make a chazaka on one part of the ger, the property, you get the entire property. We spoke about, let's say it was split up by different partitions, a river or something else, then maybe you have to do a separate chazaka on each different property. But seemingly this is referring to a property that's all connected, so one chazaka on one end works for the entire property to be kona from the nichse ager.
Does this even apply to the charev that's morkov and the shikma? Because those things, the Rashbam said, we call a sadeh b'fnei atzma, that they're actually called their own field. Like a bor and a dus, you kind of hear that those are still...
I hear the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon actually says something different about it. He says it only works for charev ha-murkov ves sadeh ha-shikma. So
implying everybody.
Everyone else holds it does work for that. So,
Interesting. Yeah. Because, you know, bor and dus, we don't call it, it's not its own sadeh, maybe it has its own shame, but...
Right. Even though these trees are its own sada, it's still a sada. As opposed to Bor Vidus is not its own sada, so maybe makes it more detached than a field. I'm not sure. I don't think Rashbam addresses that. But let's see. Now, then the Mishnah says, Hamakdish is a sada, Hikdish is cool. If Hamakdish part of the land, or the land itself, all the different parts of it are going to be Kadosh as well. The Bor of the Dos, the Gas, the Shovach, all that's going to be part of it. Because Ba'ayin Yafe, says Rashbam, Ba'ayin Yafe, Makdish Kimo Nosem. When I'm giving something over to as a gift, so giving a hekdesh is also a matana. I'm not receiving anything in return. But that's just a very interesting comparison, because typically the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Amiras leGavok Misiras leHedyodami. So when you give something to hekdesh, my statement to hekdesh is like I'm giving something over to Reuven. Now that comparison is usually not viewed as a matana to Reuven, usually as a transaction to Reuven. But in light of this Gemara, it sounds like no. When we say Amiras leGavok Kimisirasalahedyodami, it sounds like we're comparing hekdesh to actually giving as a matana, just a different perspective. Usually, again, because the context of kedushin, we think of it as it's a buying and selling something, but it sounds like it's really a compared to giving a gift. And therefore, hamakdish es hasadeh, hikdish es kula. Rabbi Shimon Omer, hamakdish es hasadeh, lo hikdish ela es acharav hamurkav ves sadan hashikma. When you are makdish a land, so it only includes, certainly the land will be included, but it also only has these parts as well, these types of trees. Now look at the Rashbam for a second. Rashbam, it's around 10 wide lines down. Towards the end of the line, it says, which one do I want here? Rabbi Shimon Omer, hamakdish es hasadeh lo hikdish klum. Mikol osan dvar, not klum, doesn't mean there's no hekdesh. Of course hekdesh works on fields. From all those things, shamarnu, that gave mocha de lo macha. All those things that when I sell a property, so to when I makdish a property, those won't be included. Meaning the bor and the gas and the shovach, those won't be included when I do a hekdesh. But the makdish daito kedas mocher shlo hikdish elamash pirish. According to Rabbi Shimon, we don't compare makdish to a nosein, rather we compare makdish to a mocher, which case would be mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher, or just it's more limited. Ella, the only thing that even though normally it won't be part of a sale, but it will be part of a hekdesh, is ella esachar v'amurkav, says Rashbam, diafa gav digavi mechiras hasada eina mechurin. Even though I sell a property, as Adam said before, these trees, the achar v'amurkav and hasada and hashikmar, are not part of a regular sale. Hacha, when it comes to hekdesh, hacha mukdashim, as the Gemara will explain. So a very fundamental machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, how do we conceptualize, how do we categorize hekdesh? According to Tanakama, hekdesh is like a matana, and according to Rabbi Shimon, a hekdesh is more like a giving something over, rather selling something, a mocher and lokayach. Which is just interesting, because this machlokas, just thinking out loud, might depend on how you view hekdesh in general. This big machlokas in the Rishonim, really more clearly in the Achronim, about when you're makdish something, how much of a change is taking place. On one hand, we say, what's the pasuk I want? La Hashem Haaretz Umloa, the Yushalmi says. La Hashem Haaretz Umloa. The entire land is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. So when I'm makdish something, I'm not really changing much. It's just his anyways. I'm just saying, okay, now just take it. There wasn't much of a change. Others say, no, it's really a big transaction. I own it because Rahu gives it to me to hold on to. The land also given to me, so I really own it. So for me to give it over to hekdesh, it requires me to overcome a bigger hump. So in that point, maybe the Tanakama holds it's like matana, just giving a gift that everything's yours. It's much easier to get rid of everything because it's Kadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. Rabbi Shimon, who holds that's more limited, maybe holds that it's no, the heart's not son of the Adam. I have the full rights to it, and therefore it's more limited unless I'm clear as to what I'm giving over. Right, just a thought. Okay.
Does it make enough community to Kutzlars and
Israel, or no? No, I don't remember seeing any such difference. I don't think so. I hear in theory why I would, but I don't recall seeing such a chiluk. Okay. The Gemara says, Maishna Mecher, Maishna Matana. How come when it comes to Mechira, it was limited in all the different halachas? When it comes to Matana, there's people are much more giving. So what's the difference? So Perish Yehuda ben Nukusa, Lefnei Rebbe, is that Perish or is that La Perish? Because the case of Mechira, he never specified what he wanted to give over. But the case of Matana, he specified what he wanted to give over. Or you can read it, the case of Mocha, he specified what he didn't want to give over. And the case of Matana, he did not specify what he did not want to give over. So either way, but the Gemara quickly rejects this suggestion because how is that pirish? Is that lo pirish? Really? Is it matana and mecha? One of them he explained what he wanted, and the other one he didn't explain. If you look in the Mishnah, it's clear. Is that lo pirish? Is that lo pirish? Who? Neither one, neither the mechira case and the matana, none of them explain what they wanted to give over, what they didn't want to give over. So that chiluk doesn't make much sense. Ella, zehaya lefarish, zehaya lefarish. One of them should have explained what he wanted to keep and give over, the other one he didn't have to. What does this mean? So look at the Rashbam. Again, Rashbam is around halfway down the wide lines, and the Ramesh in the center of this big block of wide lines. It says, hi, vechule, actually, go down one more line. Zaya lo lefarish. The second word on that line, this first says katani, and then two dots. Zehaya lo lefarish. Noosin matana, a guy giving a gift, came in the rug yulitain bain yafa. People give gifts, so they give with a, generously. Im isa, dehai la bain yafa yaiv. If this particular guy was quite stingy in the way he gives gifts, then haya lo lefarish u leshayer bor vegas veshovech vechalhanach demasisin. So the guy, the status quo of a no-sane is to give everything over. If you want to be different and keep things to yourself, so you should have said, oh, but I'm giving you the field, but I'm keeping the well, I'm keeping the net, these things I'm keeping to myself. He should have explained. Now the fact that he didn't explain indicates that he gave everything over. That's the explanation of a matana. Mm-hmm. When it comes to a mocher case, so Rashbam says about mocher, zuza ansua. No one wants to get rid of their property. We know holding on to real estate is very, very important and valuable. The only reason why a person would get rid of his real estate is because he needs cash. So when he gives over that, when he gets the cash, he's not giving over everything. He's trying to keep as much as possible from the property. So the status quo, we assume by a mechira, is that he doesn't sell all these different parts, the bor and the gas and the shovach. And that's the difference between a matana, that hayal al-farish, versus a mechira, shlo hayal al-farish, that the status quo again is he doesn't give over when it comes to mechira as much as a matana. Whereas a maisa, hahuta amar luhu behavu le leplanya besa, demachzik mea gulfe. Person says to certain people, I'm not sure who are, perhaps to some rabbanim, he says to them, I want you to now give to Ploni Reuven this bias, this house that holds on to 100 gulfi. What's 100 gulfi? So Rashbam says, demachzik mea gulfi, bekarka rochav vorech habayis, with the width of the length of the house, the area, yecholim nesader mea chavios. You could line up 100 bottles of some sort and barrels. Dehainu asar chavios orech asar chavios rochav. 10 by 10 barrels can, in theory, fit in this area. I want to give you that that area to Reuven.
He was a
Shchimira.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Does Rashbam say that? Doesn't say that here, I don't think. Okay, fine. It must be based on something. So then the Gemara says now, Ishtakech dahave machzik me'veser. So it turns out the property that he's referring to actually was able to hold 120. So it was a little bit bigger than that, 10 by 12, let's say. So Amar Marzutra, Mea. So Amarle, he said to you 100, but me'veser lo Amarle. He told you 100, he didn't tell you 120. So Rav Ashi Amar Milo Tanan. Does the Mishnah tell us here in Bavasa Daf Ayin Aleph Milo Tanan Bamed Vamamurim Bemocher? When are we very limited and restricted when it comes to buying and selling? Abba Nosei Matana Nosei Eskulan. So Alma Man Diyayev Matana Bain Yafe Yayev. When a guy gives a gift, he gives very generously. So Hachanami here as well. Man Diyayev Matana Bain Yafe Yayev. Now even though he specified only 10 by 10. And it turns out it was 10 by 12. Ein Hachanami, he meant that full amount, and he can take the area that's 10 by 12.
This part, excuse me, the part that we're talking about, that's in the middle of the field.
This area, I guess.
Let's say it is. Now, isn't a bar, unless he's left him an oil well, it's a liability.
Yeah.
It's a liability. So when you're selling it to him, why would the guy's going to say, I didn't make the hole. Somebody goes into that field and falls into that bar. You know, you're saying he did, or, it all depends how he gave it to him.
Right.
But a bar is a liability. Why would anybody want the liability?
I'm not sure why, but apparently had some...
It would be proof I care. Yes, the bar comes with it, the liability. I don't want the liability.
Yes, I don't know in terms of liability. I'm not sure. I don't know. But clearly from the Gemara is the bar has had its own value. It was probably a well that you drew water from, and that was the value of it.
The fact that it was
a liability, I'm not sure how that works out. But if it's, you know, it's my bar and your sada, it's an interesting question. I don't know liability. In terms of bor, it typically has to be Bereshis HaRabim to be in the regular halachas of a bor.
Right.
But in terms of liability, if someone fell in, it wouldn't qualify because it's Bereshis HaYachid. So I don't know, there's a responsibility of the two partners, but fine. Gemara now says the last four lines of the Amud here. HaMakdish HaSasada HaKdish V'chulei, person's Makdish of property, everything's included according to the Tanakhama. So Amar Rav Huna says, Yafa gav de Amar Rabban, even though Chachamim hold in general, and we're going to see more of this later on, about certain halachas of HaKoneh Shnei Ilanos B'soch Shel Chavero, HaRez Elo Kana Karka. When a guy buys two trees, you don't get land with that. Two trees means you get two trees and that's it. No land, which also means when the trees dry out, you cannot replant trees because you don't own property. Two trees means two trees and no land. So even though Rabban hold in general two trees means no karka, if you're macha karka, if I sell a karka to you, and shayer shnei ilanos, but I hold on to two trees for myself, the fun of yesh lo karka. So that's the halacha. Again, if you think of chacham for a second, chacham or ayin ra'a. So when I sell to you two trees, I'm only selling you two trees and there's no land because I'm very stingy. And the flip side, if I'm selling you land, and I'm holding on to two trees, so then I get to keep the land with the two trees. It always works to the benefit of the mocher, according to Chachamim. But not only that, says the Gemara, Filu Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, who of course we know the whole Zamar mocher be'ayin yafe mocher, that you sell very, very generously. In this case, Hani Mile gave bor vidus dilo komachshi. When it comes to these different sections, the well and then the other areas here, so that won't be part of the sale because lo kamach shibara. If you keep a hold, as I'm being the mocher, I'm not going to hold on to any land that connects me to the boar because I know you don't mind if I go access my boar. My boar being here doesn't affect you. Forget the liability for a second. My boar and your property doesn't really affect how your property functions. So I know you'll let me access my boar and I'm not going to hold on to any derech on my own right. Now, if you refuse to let me in, so then I have to go ahead and buy. But a typical person, I'll assume I sold you land, you let me access the boar. Aval ilanos de kamach shibara. But when I hold on to trees, and if I sell you by enough, I don't leave any land for myself, you're going to tell me what's going to happen. Going to Amun Beis now. Im isa de lo shire, if I don't hold any land back for myself where the trees are, you as the new lokeach are going to say to me, Le malay akar ilancha shakal vizil. You're going to say, get your trees out of here because your trees are ruining my property. So in that case, I need to protect myself, and this would be the one exception where even Rabbi Kiva holds Ayn Ra. That's not really Ayn Ra. He has good reason to hold on to it. But what it means is that the mocher is going to be holding on to more than what he typically would hold on to. So again, when I'm selling you land, I'm holding on to trees. So then that's understood, even though in general, when a guy buys two trees, he doesn't get the land. In this case, if I'm selling two trees, I do, as the mocher, get to hold on to the land to protect my trees. Otherwise, you're going to kick me out of here. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we're good?
Did we have a shita before that? I'm confused all these different... I feel like we repeat these mishnahs and all these different pieces over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're confused. Did we have a shita that said they had like a circumference of the land around the tree? It was a machlekes if we said how much they have.
Yeah, we did have such a discussion,
right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, over here we're saying there is nothing. If you sell it, you have nothing.
No, I think you're right. You have to line this Gemara up with that other discussion we had about the circumference and what's included part of the sea.
So
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think Rashbam even addresses this somewhere. I think he does address this. But I think you're 100% right. To line it up, you have to work out those sugyas together. And it could be Tosos does, actually. Tosos here, I think it's Tosos on top of Ayin Alpha Mabez. He addresses this, your points. But you're right. Yeah, ein echanami.
We also learned a few days ago that we inverted Rabbi Akiva with a chacham, right? That Rabbi Akiva, in order to fit the pshat, that Rabbi Akiva is behind Rabbi Chacham is very yafe, no?
Did we revert them? Yeah.
I think so.
I think we inverted that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan
at the end.
Make it, yeah, we were,
I don't remember.
We were weighing when we.
Could be. Even if we did, that's fine. All over Shas, we have Rabbi Akiva's Ayin Yafa. What's the Maskana?
Right.
There was one sheet that was said Allah was like one of them.
Yeah, and then it says Ipsa.
The question is what's held the Maskana? But Rabbi Akiva certainly is the one who's. Who's pinned with the sheet
that
of Ayin Yafa. Okay, fine. I'm in Beis now. The Gemara quotes from our Mishnah. So Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Omer Hamaktish es Hasada lo Hiktish el Charev Hamurka v'Sadin Hashikma. So Rabbi Shimon held when I'm a person's Maktish a property, so the entire field is now Hektish, but the different parts, the boar, the dos, the gas, those are not part of the Hektish. With the exception of the Tzchar Murkav, Sadin, and Shikma, those are the only independent parts that are included in the Hekdesh. And the Gemara now comments, V'tana Allah, and there's a Braisa that now goes ahead and qualifies this Mishnah and says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Matam, what's the reason for this? Hol v'yonkim misade Hekdesh. Because these trees are now going to be nourished from property which is Hektish. And now Hektish is being fed to the trees. So it's slurping up all the dirt and the minerals from the property which is Hektish. So now that in turn makes these Charev Murkav and Sadin HaShikma as well into Hektish. And Rashbam points out very importantly here, three narrow lines down, Ela Charev Murkav aval shar ilanos memela kedushim heim bechlal sadeh kimo shem mechur nemistamem bechlal sadeh. The other trees are pashut. All when I sell a field, all the trees are a part of it. Only these types of trees, which are viewed independently, is the discussion. Says Rabbi Shimon, since they're being yonik from davar hektesh, so then they would be included in part of the hektesh as well. So this is the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, v'isaka daitach shiura shiar ki kayanke midinafshe kayanke. So now if you hold, when you leave over a property, when I'm selling something, I hold up to two trees, I'm holding on to land as well, so then that land should be chulin. So I'm makdish, let's say I'm makdish property. Now these trees is not part of my hektish because that's not part of a sale, the view independently. So now I'm holding back I have two charev shikmas. So now, I'm sorry, charev murkavs. So now that should be understood. So the two trees, I should, as an ayin ra, I should be able to hold on to the land as well and draw a circle that this is not hektish, because that's what I need to keep these trees as chulin. I need the land also to stay as chulin. So now I could draw a line around there saying this is all chulin. The fact that we don't say that, it must be that a person is makdish, that you are not shiar ishiur. You don't leave any land back for yourself against what we said above. So the Gemara says, no, it's a very good question. The Gemara ends up answering, Rabbi Shimon damar k'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Huna damar k'Rabbanan. So really, even though before we kind of coupled them together, now the Gemara is splitting up and say no. Rabbi Akiva, who holds a ayin yafe, and Rabban, who hold a ayin ra, they actually shitaso in the world of hektesh as well. Meaning what? That Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, that when you give, you're given the ayin yafe. Ayin Yafa means I'm giving everything to Hektish. I'm giving everything, even the land going to Hektish. So now once the land goes to Hektish, even though the trees initially weren't part of Hektish, but now Mimela, since they're being Yonik from Adavar Hektish now, the trees also become Hektish according to Rabbi Akiva. But Rav Huna above, Rav Huna held that no, when a person gives to Hektish, it's Ba'ayin Ra, so he does hold on to the property, and by holding on to the property, that would mean also that the trees would remain Chulin as well. So this machlokus hinges upon Ayin Ra versus Ayin Yafa. Now there's a discussion here in the Rishonim. They bring a raya from the sugi here. The Rishonim argue in Maseches Nedarim whether you can really distinguish between a davar hektish and that which is being yonek from. Can you say that this field is hektish, but all that which is being released from the field, that could remain chulin, that's viewed as something independent. So the Rashba brings a raya here, clearly not. A tree that's being yonik from a davar hektish, from a sada hektish, mimela becomes hektish. So of course, so the Ritzva and many other Rishonim argue and say, no, this Gemara is just trying to understand the das of the Maktish. The Maktish thought that if this is hektesh, so mimela, the hektesh will also extend itself to a tree. But if a person wanted, in theory, he could say, the field is hektesh, but that which is being extracted from the field can be chulin. And that's how the Ritva argues, and many Rishonim also argue this way, and they bring many proofs from all over Shas, and it seems that they paskin against the Rashba and against this Gemara. This Gemara, the reason why the trees become hektesh is only because that was the das of the makdish. He understood that if the field is hektesh, the trees will also be hektesh. But if he wants to, again, he can be mechalik between the sadeh versus the anika.
The Rashbam holds that it's not like he wants to build the trees, it's that he has no option.
Right, according to him, it sounds like the Rashba, but he has no choice. Right. Rashba and Rashbam sound like it happens automatically.
It happens automatically. Yeah.
Isn't Mishnah also the guy that having the tree part of it, like, you know, walls
Yushalayim,
the other part of the outside.
Sure, yeah. That Maisersheni and stuff, yeah, sure. It's a different case. That's not Unica. That's about the tail, the trees, and the trunk.
Because it's now part. But,
yeah.
It's the same din, the same concept.
Yeah, it's a tree that's Ma'urav. Yeah, in a Chanami. But that's not about Hektish per se. It's more about just the lines of the borders of Yushalayim. But it's a good model to look at. Just you see a tree being split up in different halachas.
Yeah.
Agreed. The Or Sameach, I know Adam's favorite sefer, favorite mefarish. So he has an interesting question. The Gemara in Yuma talks about Shlomo HaMelech. He had this gold, this tree that grew golden fruit. And so the question becomes: well, if his, it was in Har Bayis, and so it ends up being. So the question he asks, the Gemara in Yuma says, when he built the Beis Hamikdash, he planted these mine megadim of zahav, and you take out these fruits. And since the wind would blow and knock the fruits over, and be, people would be able to, it would be a parnasa for the Kohanim. So Or Sameach asks in Hilchas Me'ila, he says, how could they get any parnasa from this? Isn't it also to get something that's gedule hektish? It's the Isser of Me'ila. That's the question he says. So he says that since the Iker Gidulan was through a nes, that's not called gedule, it's not called gedule hektish. It didn't grow from the hektish, it was a nes. It was, even though it's attached to the ground, it was a whole nother halacha. He doesn't explain really why that is.
That yeah, makes sense, because I don't think that gold means
right, so it's just, it's
really 100% negative. Yeah,
right.
There's nothing from the ground.
But that gets into a whole nother discussion, which he does not address, is that there's an Indian not to get any hana from Nisim. We don't get hana from Nisim.
Right.
There are cases like this. The Gemara's and Tainus talk about, you know, when I forget which Amora this was, but then his wife was home. They were very poor, and the neighbor was making fun. Why are you putting your oven on? Come on, we know you have no food. And she ran inside and said, "What are you, lady, come in. Your oven's exploding with bread here." "Oh, I was going to get my shovel to get it out, so I knew that was happening." Because she understood that Nisim happened to her all the time. And when her husband found out about it, this the Rav says, "I'm makdish everything. You can't get any hanah from any of the Dover Hektish. There's an Indian not to get any eat any food from a nace."
In the case of Elisha with the oil.
The oil also, right.
So that he specifically didn't for the woman.
Right.
That be okay.
I'm not sure. They talk, also they talk about with Noach and the Teva and all the food, that the food was able to be maintained for all this time. There was this derech nes. They didn't have refrigerators and freezers. So this Shiloh does come up, that they try to avoid getting any hana from something from a nes. So talk about why this, the fact that it's a nes, how you could get hana, I'm not sure. Either way, interesting, somewhat of halacha l'maisa Shiloh that comes out of this. Hopefully it should be halacha l'maisa very soon from the sugya. Fine, the Gemara now says the last two lines of Ayin Alpha and Beis, Krabanan Pshita. So, of course, he holds like Rabbanim. Since it's Ayin Ra, since he's holding back some of the trees here, so we know that's a Shita of Rabbanim. What's the Chiddush here to say again that Rav Huna, back to Rav Huna, holds like Rabbanim? That Ayin Ra, that when you sell the trees, you're able to hold on to some of the land, that's a Pasha Din. What are we learning from Rav Huna? What's he adding? So the Gemara says, Nafkamina di Nafli Hadar Shasaluhu. So this is a nafkamina Rashbam already introduced us to a while ago, but the idea is that Ayin Ra, when I sell your property, I hold on to the land, the chiddush is not only after the trees dry up, but I have really full access to the land, I could continue to replant trees on this property. That's what it means, Ayin Ra, I have full use of this property. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow with this discussion of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva on Ayin Beis.